For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy on day three of the NFL Combine. 3 years ago, Rob Rang of CBS Sports projected the Pats would draft Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round. Well, with this year's draft around the corner, we caught up with him here in Indy and asked him about this year's class of quarterbacks in the 2017 draft. You projected Garoppolo for the Patriots in the second round a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. What have you seen in the six quarters of him as a starting quarterback in terms of his development from his time at Eastern Illinois?
Just about as expected, that he was a very smart passer, that he's a very precise passer. I thought that he fit in beautifully in New England's offense. And so I'm not the least bit surprised by the success that he's had and the interest that has been that he's helped create throughout the league.
So you've got a quarterback class in 2017 that a lot of people are skeptical about. And the Patriots potentially, were they to try to make a deal with someone, or more importantly, somebody tried to make a deal with them. What are your thoughts about the talent at the top of the quarterback class in this year's draft?
Quarterback class is not a very good one this year. I think that works beautifully into the hands of the Patriots because obviously Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get a lot of interest from people. I personally am highest of this quarterback class on Mitch Trubisky. For me, the reasons that I was high on Jimmy Garoppolo in that I think that he has accuracy and intelligence. And the question on Garoppolo, of course, was just the level of competition. The question with Trubisky, of course, is the lack of career starts, only 13 career starts. But I see some of the traits that that suggest he can be successful in the NFL. But again, after only one season, that's a heck of a gamble to make in the first round.
Based on your analysis of the Patriots and what we know today, what are the needs going into this draft? Who are some of the names of potential players that you think are on the radar?
Well, I just looking at free agency and the players who are up for contract, I mean, it looks like some of the edge rushers would make a lot of sense for them to be able to kind of grab some of those other players. And so I think that might make a lot of sense for them. I mean, I expect there to be a run at the end of the first round on edge rushers. So if there's a Taco Charlton from Michigan, if there's a Carl Lawson from Auburn, a Charles Harris from Missouri, those are the edge rushers who I think might still be on the board who might be able to come in and make an immediate impact and help the Patriots out.
How about tight end?
Tight end's an exceptional class. I mean, it's right there along with edge rushers as really one of the strengths of this year's draft class. And so I certainly, in my opinion, there's two tight ends that will go in the first round. O.J. Howard from Alabama and David Njoku from Miami. Both of them are likely off the board. But that's the thing. If a bunch of those quarterbacks come off the board, that great player is going to fall down to the Patriots. The Patriots did a great job of selecting those players to fall down the board, and, kind of surprisingly. So if either one of those two players is available, that would make a great deal of sense with New England.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.